I just said that.
I know you just said that.
Okay, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Well, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
That's what you said.
That's what I'm saying to you.
All right.
Chris Oberling, Roebling, Dave Lundy in studio here on the Dallas 720 WGN. It's time for Touche. This is a segment we've been doing every single Monday for the last, year now?
Yearish.
As long as the campaign goes. And this is
it feels like 10.
It really does.
No.
But I have to say, it's something where I'm watching a debate last night, and I'm like, you know what? This is great because
this is democracy.
I've developed a good rapport with Chris and Dave, and I want to hear what they want to argue about. All right, so last night, watching the debate, I felt like it was very gutter politics, very trash. Everything was trash. I felt like it had a chance to sort of elevate, and they went down. They sort of burrowed down. Do you guys have the same opinion, or do you feel like this was the gold standard, if you will, for debates in America?
You know, Justin, someday they'll stop talking about we've been waiting for them to stop talking about Lincoln Douglas and start talking about something else. That happened last night. From now on, it's not going to be Lincoln Douglas. It's Trump Clinton. Last night was a national treasure. And what was so enriching to me personally as an ideas guy, as a policy guy, is that they spent so much quality time on policy.
Yeah, right. Chris, what did you think last night?
You know, it's just another bizarre event in this very unusual campaign season. And I don't suppose that it's really that far from what I expected, right? I mean, Trump did not have a press conference Saturday morning to say, this was awful, this was terrible, I should never have done it. I truly talked to Melania about it, or, you know, et cetera, whatever. To make, as I use the word, abject apology for it. And I think that would have opened the door to the kind of conversation that Dave is mentioning. But, you know, that's not who he is. And so he took it to the event. David, come on. So he took it to the event, and we all saw the result. Now, having said that, and this I say with some, you know, sadness. I mean, it was terrific theater, but it was at the expense of, you know, the kind of debate that Dave's talking about. And
well, Chris, on Touche, we've been talking about this. You say the only way that Donald Trump has a chance in this election is if he makes it about Hillary Clinton. If he says, I'm going after Hillary Clinton, she is not fit to run for office. He did last night. He went at her constantly. Did he do it in the right way? I mean, did he do it in a way that is going to resonate with an undecided voter saying, yeah, I think she might be wrong? Or as many pundits say, did it just sort of step over the line and now we're in Trashville?
Well, I the polls are going to tell. I mean, my sense is that he was a little bit out there. Okay. But I think that Hillary deserves to be held accountable for her inconsistencies and her hypocrisies and for her failures. As does, you know, Trump. You find an inconsistency, hypocrisy, or failure, go ahead and hold him accountable for it. I'm not so afraid of that, and I don't think that was a low point. I think that he is not conventional enough to sort of restrain the urge to say, yeah, you will be in jail. I mean, you can't hear that without a twinge. I mean, there's a certain part of me, yeah, finally somebody's standing up to Clinton. On the other hand, that's right. We're talking about President of the United States.
Two things struck me. Number one, when you take the CEO of Breitbart, you add in the CEO of Citizens United, you add in a woman who was the key Tea Party pollster, and you add them in with a guy who has nothing to lose and who has no shame whatsoever, you get yesterday. And I'm not just talking about the debate last night, but of course
the press conference
beforehand. That astonishing show that happened 2 hours before that left journalists and normal people around the country with their mouth agape going like, okay, look, if you want to make this an issue, fine. But doing this 2 hours before a debate in which you're supposed to be contrite and apologize for hang on, let me finish. You're supposed to be contrite, which all the consultants said, you got to be contrite because effectively what Donald Trump said is he said, I commit sexual assault on a regular basis, and sexual assault, according according to the Justice Department and according to state laws around the country, is an unwanted sexual advance and touching of a woman. And he admitted he did it. And there are women all over this country who are going to come out of the woodwork to prove that what he said last night when he said, oh, I never did anything, I just talked about it, he's a liar.
OK, well, Hillary is a liar, and Hillary lied in front of the entire.
She hasn't committed sexual assault.
Hillary abetted and aided.
She has not committed sexual assault.
Well, she abetted and she aided somebody who was committing sexual
assault.
What,
did she unzip his pants, Chris? You cannot hold a woman responsible for her husband's infidelity.
I'm not. I'm holding her responsible for her aiding and her abetting her prurient husband, okay? That is what I'm holding. And that's the only thing that Trump did. And every attempt.
Excuse me?
That's the only thing that Trump was holding her accountable for. And that is, and she is to be held accountable for that. When she laughs, and every time you hear that video or you hear that audio from her laughing about
I did hear it, and it's debunked in the way that
it is not debunked.
It's repeatedly debunked.
It's debunked, and I've gone deep debunked. On the rabbit hole on this. She's laughing at the concept, and I don't want to go down the road. We don't have enough time.
Absolutely misrepresenting that, and I want to I believe that what he did with that press conference was brilliant.
Do you
was
actually suggest brilliant?
Absolutely brilliant. And I thought bringing them to the event was brilliant. And I think
sometimes these
people have to be held accountable for what they have done.
Why was it brilliant from a
for
political
strategy?
No, from a political
because
strategy
because it held them accountable.
That is not political
I'm
strategy,
sorry.
Chris. That
the
is vindictiveness.
Strategy. No, the political
that
strategy.
That is anger management.
No, you would say it's not anger management. And so you got yourself wrong on that one. But what it was telling people in this country there is a line. And all of us are on this side of the line, and the Clintons are on that side.
And the person who's telling you that admitted 2 days earlier on videotape that he commits regular sexual assault.
So you say that's not what happened.
No, I don't say that's what he said.
David, that's not what
he said. Chris, everybody who's listening to us
that's
in this audience
what he
heard what he said.
I'm sorry, you're wrong.
He said, I put Tic Tacs in my mouth, and then I go kiss women because I can, because I have star power. It's exactly what he said.
Well,
why are you denying the obvious?
It's not what he said. He didn't say I committed sexual assault, and there are a lot more elements to that than you are reporting in this.
There are not in
this partisan retelling of history.
All right, Chris Roebling, Dave Lundy, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll continue. It's Touche.
I just said that.
I know you just said that.
Okay, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Well, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
That's what I just said.
That's what I'm saying to you.
All right.
It's Touche here. Dave Lundy, Chris Roebling. We argue about, I don't even know what we're arguing about.
There is a falsehood.
Chris is relitigating the 90s.
There is a falsehood being perpetrated that there were no issues brought up last night. I contend the opposite. I think that Trump was the font of issues, and I think that Hillary was hiding from the issues.
You're right. Trump was the font of issues where he lied over and over and over again. Oh, how about ISIS, let's say? He said that Russia and Iran and Syria have all been bombing ISIS, when we all know that Russia and Syria have all been bombing the opponents of the Assad regime, including all the people that we are funding and supporting in Syria. It was a lie. It was a fabrication, and he knows it's a lie.
So when Hillary Clinton says...
Watch, by the way, for Chris not to respond to the actual question I just raised.
When Hillary Clinton says, I did not destroy the emails the congressional subpoena.
Deflection.
Is that telling the truth?
Well, Hillary did not.
Hillary lied about the emails because she cannot face the truth.
Chris,
I
keep
concede
deflecting.
That he got that wrong.
You keep deflecting.
I just conceded he got that wrong.
How about thank you. We've made progress.
I heard that at the time. But I'm getting back to the emails. I'm getting back to Obamacare. I'm getting back to, in my opinion,
okay, and what
there
was
were more
Trump's
issues.
Solution?
He brought up two of his solutions. He brought up two of the seven solutions that are on the website. He said he talked about, I think, HSAs, health savings accounts, and he talked about repealing.
Go ahead.
No, I mean, he talked about repealing the thing. He talked about replacing the thing. He talked about
with nothing.
No,
he with nothing.
About, hold on.
If
hold
you
on.
Looked, have you looked at the website? He talked about the health savings accounts, and he had one other element that he brought up out of his seven that are on the website.
Yes, out of the 9,000 words that Trump has put on policy on the website, as opposed to 120,000 that Hillary's put on policy, Donald Trump has memorized about 20 of them.
What is it that let Hillary ask you, has no, accomplished let me in her 30 years in Washington?
Deflection again. Thank you.
No, but I mean, that's a question that I think that kept coming up over and over and over is about whether or not Hillary Clinton was responsible for some of the things. I thought that that was a little bit hyperbole or a little bit sort of wide net when you're talking about whether or not she could change things as a senator. And she even mentioned at one point there's a Republican president. I mean, talk about like when we talk about facts and lies and distortions, there seems to be a lot of that. How can we change that as the American people, like to not have that be part of this structure, this debate structure?
Well, first of all, we can start acknowledging that facts matter and not ignoring them. Well, 88% of Trump voters believe that all fact checkers are simply partisan machines, that they're functionally the Trump voters. The Trump voters believe there are no facts.
I absolutely believe that the fact checkers that are referred to in the mainstream media are overwhelmingly liberal Democrat oriented.
And do they cite facts?
And they don't cite facts. And
okay.
There are any number of any. You go to anyone, PolitiFact, or go to any one of the so-called fact checkers, and within 50 or 75 words, you're going to find an opinion that is masquerading as a fact. I think that what David distrusts the people of America to evaluate these arguments on their own. I don't. Hillary is afraid of admitting that she got a subpoena from the United States Congress and she then destroyed 33,000 emails. Hillary is sitting atop an organization in which not one, not two, but five key individuals took criminal immunity.
Chris, would you
now,
accept
why
it?
Does she take criminal immunity if they didn't do anything wrong?
Would you accept at all, like if somebody came out, as they did on PBS, I was watching afterwards, a woman came on and said, that's not entirely true. She was subpoenaed after she deleted the email.
No, that's
not true.
Would you
accept it? Would you accept it if that
came out? The actual date
why,
on
why
the
Why are they saying that? When she says in January she did the order for deletion and didn't get it till 3 months later, the actual
I'm
subpoena.
Sorry, the subpoena, that's not, the subpoena issues on March 5, it's received. It's signed for, so it is the service,
right,
legal
sure.
service has been achieved, and they've deleted 15 days later.
Chris, the U.S.
35,000 emails, and even if you have an innocent explanation that they weren't covering up Clinton Foundation influence at the State Department, you still have to deal with the Public Records Act. The fact that she's destroying things that are potentially
the FBI,
and she's
the
FBI is suborned. No, that has no validity. And it
no
has,
validity.
Comey, it has no
Comey,
validity.
Who you used to praise as a paragon
Comey
of
has
honesty
turned
and integrity,
out to be a total toady.
Oh, turned out to be a
he
toady
a
because
toady.
He didn't do what you wanted.
No.
Because he didn't do what your candidate wanted when your candidate last night said that if he were in charge of the Justice Department, he would make sure Hillary was thrown in jail.
He didn't.
He said exactly that.
He violated.
If you were in charge of Illinois or of U.S. laws, you would have been in jail, Hillary. That's what tin pot dictators do.
He violated all of the mechanisms and the procedures for FBI investigations, and he built himself up to this Hillary so-called interview where they had 12 people. And they weren't even following any of the basic FBI principles of how to conduct an interview. This is a sham investigation,
and
David. It's not worthy of the name.
Oh, please.
And that's why nobody has any confidence in it. And that's why people are convinced
that
there are
two levels on your side of the aisle
of justice
who have been
country.
Trying to get Hillary Clinton for 25 years don't have confidence in it.
Well,
because you,
you
were determined
destroying 35,000 government
emails.
You and
I had the same argument. months ago, and you said, no, she will be indicted. She will be indicted. She will be indicted. The FBI, Comey, will do the right thing. And when he didn't do what you wanted him to, suddenly he's a hack.
30,000 emails
same
destroyed.
Guy.
Okay. And the fact
last
is, she's avoiding it.
All right. Last thoughts here.
Last thoughts.
I love
that,
it. You guys are all riled
oh, we're
up.
Fired up and ready
I like
to go,
it.
Baby.
Keep it going. Keep
the
it
last
going
thought is that what happened on Friday with Donald Trump and the tapes, his admitting sexual assault, people like Chris may not think it's a big deal, but the women of America thinks it's a huge, huge deal. And what has happened in that, and today's the first poll that came out since that happened, the NBC Wall Street Journal poll found that Hillary's lead has doubled to 14 points in a head-to-head matchup, 11 points in a four-way.
Final thoughts here, Chris.
Well, I think that David is right. I mean, I think that the tape is devastating to Trump. And I think that you saw that over the weekend and how the Republicans were reacting to that. And I think you saw that in a variety of advice he was getting about what to do with it. And he decided to take it to the debate and to do the debate the way that he did. And it might work out for him. It might not work out for him. That's up to the people who are watching at home. I think there are much bigger issues than what Trump said 11 years ago when he was in some kind of Access Hollywood bus talking to some guy. He sounded like an idiot. And
it's
he shouldn't
his character.
Have said what he said.
It's his character. Character matters.
Dave Lundy, Chris Roebling, Touche. We'll be back here. You know, I think, is it next week we start?
I don't know.
There's a Blackhawks game coming up, so we'll switch them
but
up.
But you can't lie as much as Hillary and claim to be on the side of character.
Justin, are you lying,
or is like
there a Blackhawks game?
Right now.
We're going to keep discussing this.
Please, you're over your time, Chris. You're over your time, Chris. Dave, you're over your time.
Dave Lundy, Chris Roebling, Touche.